Advocates for seniors are alarmed by research out of Cornell University that found in more than 60 studies the fear of getting older has created an age-segregated society. WSHU's J.D. Allen reports that could mean many seniors on eastern Long Island will have to fend for themselves.
Nancy Peppard is a forensic gerontologist in East Hampton. She studies the process of aging and the problems that older people face. Peppard says ageism can leave older residents without basic health care, housing, and community needs.
Before the 20th century, families were living together, and they had to live together to support one another. You had grandparents living with a nuclear family. Everybody worked together to support community members.
But longer life expectancies and the lack of affordable housing have forced young people to move away from their family. At 70, Peppard runs an organization called the Out East Neighborhood Network that matches young tenants with older landlords.
Rent out rooms in their homes for younger people who are working on the East End, who will then, as part of their rent, help around the house to enable that person to stay in their own home.
Groups like Peppard's have popped up across the country to vet and offer social and care services to seniors, something that Cornell researchers say will educate young people on the troubles of aging and help older residents reintegrate back into society. J.D. Allen, WSHU News.